just in time. Head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman.
Oh,
I'm no Superman.
Oh, yes. We are no Superman. We are but mere mortals. Mortals that...
I'm Spider-Man.
Oh, that's really convenient. Going on right now because Spider-Man...
What do you want, Jeff? Are you serious? You already looked?
Speaking of Spider-Man...
Really? IMAX and regular theater?
I can't go anyway. I have a final on Friday.
We'll look later. We'll look tomorrow. Or unless you're still up, I'll come in there, okay? Oh, okay, never mind.
Night, Jeff.
I'll look at it before I go to bed.
Wow, that was a horrible intro.
I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah. Jeff, me and Jeff are trying to figure out going to see Spider-Man at midnight on Thursday. Anyway, I chose this song because I have watched... tonight I'll finish 4 seasons of Scrubs in 3 weeks since Easter Sunday.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I've watched a lot of them. And thank you so much, Ben Waldrop, for letting me borrow them. I know the characters' names and everything, and I love it now. So we can talk about it anytime you want, just me and you, because we're fans for
some
sure.
Wine, candlelight, maybe a steak dinner.
That's right.
I feel like there should be like padding here, because it's like 1:30, and I feel like we're yelling like at our mirror.
I know. I feel bad too. But it's okay.
Who cares?
Yeah, we'll
survive.
I'm
just kidding, guys. We care.
Anyway, we're going to scratch the contest from last week.
Wow, way to ease him into it.
I know. Well, I just, you know, normally talk till the end of the first song.
Yeah,
I don't really have anything else to say.
I give a
Displace Me update, I guess.
It was great. Thank you guys who came. It was amazing. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Raise awareness for the children who are invisible.
Yeah. I didn't go. I watched Donnie Darko. Yo. Ho.
This is a great movie.
Oh my gosh. If you've not seen it, I'm a little late to the party. It's been out for like 6 years now.
That's
but
amazing.
It is fantastic. Definitely a mind trip and creepy. Good kind of creepy.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Okay, that one scene.
Wait, don't give anything away. Okay.
Okay, well, it's not
in
really
the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh.
With the knife. How dude,
he's like,
that is the creepiest scene.
I gotta watch it again. Let's watch it again this right. week.
All
I right. loved it. I absolutely it. Thought it was an incredible movie. Oh, and the synth. Oh. Never
great.
Mind. Most, I was the most impressed I've been by cinematography since Children of Men, even though it was before Children of Men. But, nope, we're done. Okay, I'm gonna go into my song that I'm doing this for.
You do
this
that.
Week.
You do it.
I was thinking to myself, I've been listening to their EP, and I've been thinking to myself, I have not played any Jimmy World on this podcast.
Oh, dude. Yeah, great band.
Oh, one of my, I think, easily top five for sure, maybe top three bands. My favorite. I think they're
really?
Incredible.
Really? I didn't know you liked Jimmy World.
Oh,
that
I love
much.
Them. If
oh,
you,
they're so great. Yeah.
If you only know their singles and stuff, you're completely missing out. Every one of their albums is good from beginning to the most recent. I'm going to be playing... We should be getting some from them by the end of the year, absolutely for sure. Like
you
it's
think so?
It's been 2.5 years. Anyway, I'm playing something off their EP that came out in 2005 called "Stay on My Side Tonight" EP. It was a year after Futures came out, and yeah, definitely we will be getting by something from them real soon. And I'm playing the song "Closer," which is ooh, it's such a tie with my favorite Jimmy song, either that or 23 off the Futures album. Ugh.
See, I really didn't like Futures as much as I liked...
Oh, no. Before. See, Bleed American is
Bleed
better.
American.
Bleed American is better, but Futures is good in its own right. It has so many good songs, too.
I love the Clarity EP.
But 23 is... Oh, off the last track on Futures is one of the most amazing songs ever. But this one is easily my other favorite. So here's Closer by Jimmy World.
Good song.
Oh, that one part in the middle, like, oh, so good.
You guys watch Family Guy tonight? We did. About Texas.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
We're both from Texas.
And we weren't offended.
No, I wasn't.
It was great. Although except Brian was a jerk about our state.
Except I do ride a horse, just not everywhere. And Brian's pretty funny. Like, I kind of, like, seek Brian's approval.
You know? I do, too, because he seems the most normal, even though he's the dog.
I love it. I love the beginning scene when he's taking a crap in the middle of the room.
Oh, yeah. Like, I thought they were going to make a joke about it.
It was great. Okay, anyway, this week I'm doing a band that I've had stuck in my head all freaking week, thanks to Natalie Shepard, who, by the way, played a show tonight at Cafe Coco that was really good.
Yes,
Chase,
she did.
Chase played drums for her.
I played drums for her.
It was fun.
It was fun.
anyway, Natalie Shepard gave me this CD, or gave me this song by a band called The Blow.
And it came out way before Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, the song, okay, the beginning of the song sounds just like Laffy Taffy.
Except for one section.
It's not Laffy Taffy. It's called True Affection by the band The Blow. All I really know about them, I've learned from MySpace, and they're just two chicks, and they have some really cool pictures, and that's honestly
all
I know.
It's from like 04 or something, right?
Yeah, it's old. Like, it's an older song, so maybe I'm late, but, or maybe they're just...
You're late? Oh my god, did you take the presidency test?
Yeah.
I did not get that out.
Positive.
I need a presidency test. it's Jin's baby.
Thank goodness. No, I really wanted to be Michael's baby. Okay,
I know,
anyway.
That would have been awesome. Saeed would have been better.
Oh, dude, that's so good.
Left field, that would have been.
Little brown baby. Okay, well,
no survivors.
Coming out, killing people, torturing. Anyway.
Bamboo shoots.
Here is
put
True
bamboo
Affection.
Bamboo shoots up, sons. Laffy Taffy. The Laffy Taffy.
What?
She's the Laffy Taffy.
What?
Laffy Taffy.
What?
Probably one of the most insanely
stupid.
Easily, yeah. Never mind. I'm not even going to say what I was going to say because stupid definitely wraps it up. Okay, next. We are going to start eschewing the normal format of being Belmont bands.
Unless you guys, there's some Belmont bands out there who want to send us some of your work.
I mean, we've played, what now, 16 of them? Something like that?
Yeah.
Except the two special ones.
So, 14 Belmont artists have been featured on our
podcast. Well, three. So, it's up three.
13.
Because we had Flavor. Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. Just send us more. I mean, even if you're from here, just send us your stuff.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
So, this is a local artist. The Bridges. They're originally from, like, Alabama, I think, but now they live in Nashville.
Oxford, Alabama. It's very smart down there. Very smart.
Something in Nashville, because they're always playing shows here. And they're friends with Natalie Shepard, who is being mentioned for a second time in this podcast, because she's the one who gave me their CD.
She's just spreading music, like, spreading herpes.
Yeah.
Except she doesn't have it. I just said that for no reason. Sorry, I don't want anybody to think that Natalie Shepard has herpes. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Go ahead.
I'm going to put a picture right now with my foot in my mouth on the AAC feed. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, crap. Okay. So, The Bridges Music. They got some shows coming up. They got one in Nashville May 17th. So we'll probably all be gone. Anyway, the coolest lineup, they have four girls and a boy. I want to be that boy. Anyway, this song is called One I Love. I don't think it's a cover of the R.E.M. song. So.
It's not.
Nah. Love it. Hey, what are you doing over there?
Come over here. What are you watching?
I'm editing some Anchorman into our video.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Anchorman.
That's true.
Except the people that don't like it.
Those people are stupid.
Yeah, we'll call those people...
Non-Anchorman lovers.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So we're just zipping right along here. Good lord, we're already at... What is it called? Requests! That's what it's called.
Requests.
So this request is from none other than Cresson Hoagland.
How do you say it?
Hoagland. I know, I thought it was like Hoffland.
I thought it was like Hugard or something.
Hugard?
I know.
You, my friend, are a...
Hoagland.
You are a Hugarded.
I saw Cresson tonight at Bongo. Yeah. I mean, at Cafe Coco.
Cresson, I tell you, she is one smart... Tough cookie. She is like written several 20-page papers.
Holy crap. Tonight.
Yeah, I know. Alone. And like today, here I am. I put off writing a page and a quarter, double spaced, and I was complaining about it.
No, check this out. this girl, she
goes to Vanderbilt.
Goes to Vandy, which like you'd think
already one strike against her.
You think she's a Belmont kid though, by the way she dresses and her taste in music and such.
Alex knows.
But last night was Displace Me. Okay, she's had a fever, like, all weekend. She goes to Displace Me anyway, gets sick and has to leave early. And now today she had to write 40 pages of history. Well, one of them
stuff.
Was on
one was on
history.
Martin Luther King Jr.
I don't know.
The other one was on, like, a group analysis.
Cresson, we salute you.
Cresson, here's the one clap salute. Oh, dang it!
Oh, hold on, ready? Three, one, two, three. One.
Oh, I counted down and you counted forward.
That was
really cool. Anyway,
I counted up and you counted backward.
Yeah. So let's actually say what her request is. She sent us like 10, and it turned out to be kind of what we had and what we kind of wanted to talk about. We're playing Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk by The Rufus Wainwright.
Although I really appreciate the Me Without You request.
Yeah, whatever. And anyway, we chose him to play because his new album's coming out, I believe, May 15th. But me being the... cool kid that I am, already have it, and it is good, I promise.
It's real good.
I'm not familiar with a ton. Yes, Hannah has it because...
of you.
Because of me.
So not only do you pirate music, but you share it with
others. I do.
And this is a man who is majoring in the business of music.
Yes. I don't pirate anything. It's not me. But actually, May 15th, 2007.
In my opinion, this is the direction that the music business is heading. We were discussing this earlier.
It should already be there. Anyway.
Okay, fine.
Most people find his best CD is Poses.
I love that CD.
This is a good album.
I do.
And then Want 1 is good. I heard Want 2 is not that great. I haven't really listened to it.
I don't know. Carly has...
anyway, the new one's called Release the Stars. It comes out May 15th. This is Coffee and Chocolate Milk off which album? Crap!
Poses,
right. See, I don't even know. I'm so stupid. Enjoy it, though. You guys want to enjoy it?
Yeah,
you guys want it with a spoon? Because he's gay.
And chocolate milk.
This is the second time we've had a gay guy.
These are just...
we had Mika last...
couple.
Mika and Rufus should hook up.
Dude, that'd be hot.
And suck on each other's lollipop.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings. Everything, it seems, I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything, it seems, I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit humble for me. And then there's those other things, which for several reasons we won't mention. Everything about them is a little bit stranger, a little bit harder, a little bit deadly. It is unfair. running. Sitting here remembering me. Always been a shoemaker for the city. Go ahead, accuse me of just singing about places where scrappy boys' faces have general run of the town, playing with prodigal sons. Takes a lot of sentimental value. Expect the world to be a raggedy Andy while running on empty. You little old doll with a frown, you gotta keep in the game. Retaining mystique while facing forward. I suggest a reading of a lesson in tightrope or surfing your high hopes for adios.
Sorry we didn't let you finish the song there.
It's because the sine waves aren't there. It's not my fault.
Yeah, he saw the same milk.
Yeah.
He just said cigarettes and chocolate and he started recording.
It's okay.
I'm really excited
about it. Wait, hold on.
Song.
I want to say something about him real quick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, just if you've never heard Hallelujah, his version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Amazing.
It's off the Shrek soundtrack or something. It's probably one of the best songs ever. Definitely. I don't know. I like it better than the original.
I can't believe we didn't do any covers of that song during our covers podcast. That song
well, there's
really
only,
covered.
Like... I guess we could have just done his.
Yeah.
Let's play at the end.
I like Imogen Heap's cover
a lot,
too.
We can play it at the end, or we can still do... No, let's not play it at the end.
I like that, what we have for the end.
Yeah, I do, too. Anyway, what we're doing. I'm sorry. It's a single, but we don't give a crap, because it's...
It's
awesome.
So good. This song is so good.
We are doing...
You might have already heard it on the radio. But
no,
I don't
know if it's been on the
radio. It has been on the radio.
It has? You heard it?
I don't care, though. It's
you
so
heard
good.
It? When did you hear it?
I didn't hear it. I just saw a bunch of people ripped it off the radio on Elbow.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. But, I mean, whatever. I don't care. I'm sure other people haven't heard it. We are doing Icky Thump, the title track by the new White Stripes.
No, the old White Stripes.
Oh,
album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, crap.
The new album by the old
White
Stripes.
I got screwed up. Comes out June 8th.
It's going to be so good.
Oh, that's
so
in the UK.
Good.
June 19th here. Of course, it's always past us. Anyway, oh, it's going to be so sweet. Judging this song sounds like Wolf Mother to me, big time, but it's just better because, I don't know, it's just White Stripes. You can't
is the name of the
than.
Album actually Icky Thump as well?
Yeah. Yeah, so I forgot what it's from.
Title track from.
I read about it.
The album.
Oh.
Well, Icky Thump backwards spells platypus. So. The White Stripes have a... which Cure's... it's a reference...
Billy
to a Batman
Eckstein.
Film?
I don't know.
Oh, they were going to name it something else. Okay, White Stripes have completed the recording and mixing of their 6 albums entitled Icky Thump. It's their first album to include a title track, which curiously and not ironically has the same words in its name. Though some residents of Northern England might almost recognize the title, the Stripes stress they spelled it wrong intentionally just for kicks and metaphors and to avoid a possible lawsuit from the estate of Billy Eckstein. I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Do you?
Don't care.
Oh, but this is Jack White said the album will appeal to fan of the band's self-titled debut, perhaps suggesting a stripped-down hard rock sound. Nice. This song is so sweet.
Yeah,
I hope you guys really enjoy it. So here it is, Icky Thump by the White Stripes.
Woo!
Get your little rock fist on.
Ugh. If you didn't like that...
I liked it.
I don't like you. That is such a sweet song. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
You're an immigrant too.
Look at us. Wow. It's under 40 minutes. What should we do? Should we like have a rhyming contest?
Yo, my name is Alex and I know how to flow. Everywhere I go, people say yo.
Alright, you know what? I'm just going to let you have that one.
Alright.
I'm not even going to try because if I do, I'll die. So let's just say bye.
Okay. Are you Gilbert Gottfried? Yes, I am. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Anyway, just want to let you guys know we only got one more left next week of a real Untitled Unbridled.
And then we start the weird summer
thing.
Then
we start the cool summer. Oh.
I mean, cool.
Yeah, I like it. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun
too. It'll be interesting. We'll have to...
It'll still be weird, but
we'll see how it goes. I got a lot of stuff that I want to get on here that, like, just random that I didn't want to... I don't know. Older stuff, probably. More, I'm going to dig deeper into my library and find, you know, maybe not play so much new things.
We might have something special for you next week. We might not. Might just be a normal podcast.
Yeah, probably going to be normal because...
Depends on finals.
If it's special, yeah, it requires time. I guess I got nothing Friday or Saturday or Sunday, really.
Yeah, I have
my mom and my grandmother are coming up this weekend, though. Yeah, we're probably not going to have anything special. But here's the deal. If it's not special next week, we will make the first one back of next season. Absolutely. I say we do that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Let's make that special.
Maybe both. Probably not. Maybe just next season.
Anyway, so we're off for tonight because it's kind of late. Like kind of like 1:44 a.m. late. But... leaving you with this one, just barely almost made my covers last week. This is a cover of Sunday Bloody Sunday, U2 Sunday Bloody Sunday, by the one, the only Alex. Say it.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Radiohead. Yeah.
That was,
yeah,
that was very anticlimactic.
Tom York in Radiohead.
There are more people in Radiohead than Tom York.
Well, but he's my favorite. Because he's really? The one whose name I know.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, what are their other... Oh, I feel like an idiot. I know their names.
I don't even feel like an idiot because I'm not like an
I know their names. Anyway.
Jay Nicholson would know.
Oh, yeah. Ask her.
Yeah, sure. Ask
anyway,
her.
This is really cool. It's live, so it's kind of not like the best quality, but it's still cool nonetheless. Anything you else want to say?
Say no to drugs. Be cool. Stay in school.
Wow. Couldn't have said it better myself, except I would have said... Say no to substances, be fly, and don't make out with a white guy. Good night, Cleveland.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Someday, bloody someday. Someday.